Hey, you thought that my offense of having my license plate sticker go for 3 years, you thought that was bad?
Uh-huh.
There's a mother of five from Texas. Her name is Kaylee, who is at risk of going to jail over late library books. She was recently minding her own business when she received a bill for over $569 from the library for fines and for court fees. Kaylee has been charged with a city ordinance violation. She claims she returned the books, but one didn't fit in the return box. So who knows what happens to it then? But she's facing $569.59 as a fine and possible jail time.
Well, if she pays it up front, then she'll bypass the $1,000 fine and just wipe it clean.
All I know is that the guy who was sitting behind me in traffic court right now heard that story and went, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, here's something. Taxes. Do you have to pay in taxes? Are you getting fined? Are you getting a refund?
Are you asking me specifically?
Exactly.
I have not yet done my taxes.
Oh, tax time is coming up in a couple of weeks. And 43% of people anticipate a tax refund this year.
I anticipate.
The expected tax refund amount is $2,023.50. That's down from about $2,300 last year.
I hope. That'd be incredible. $2,000 as a refund?
At least you guys are getting a refund.
Yeah.
Some of us have to pay in for some weird reason.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Again, I'm salty and surly. I apologize.
So we know that we're going to the final weekend here for March Madness as we enter the first weekend of April. But a North Carolina basketball fan is currently holding a $90,000 betting ticket on NC State for the men's side of things. Christopher Brown refuses to cash out because he thinks NC State is going to win March Madness. It's a tough matchup this weekend, though. They have to play Purdue and then win another game to be the national champions. If it hits, he's got $90,000 in his hand.
Maybe even easier to play Powerball at this point, right? You never know with the brackets.
All I know is that this Christopher Brown, Chris Brown, some call him, is going to be sweating this ticket out big time this weekend.
Well, good luck, CB. We appreciate you. The rest of us are going to be playing Powerball again because there was no winner last night.
Right.
Which means the jackpot rolls over, and instead of $1.09 billion, it is now $1.2 billion and growing.
That's a whole lot of cash.
So cash in on that. Speaking of cash, somebody paid $225,000. Now you know why I have problems with my taxes, right?
Move the comma here, someone add a zero there.
$225,000 for the home in Evansville, Indiana, that light yellow home that is used in the Roseanne TV show.
Oh, somebody bought it?
The Connors live there in the fictional town of Lanford, Illinois, whenever they do an exterior shot on Roseanne.
Uh-huh.
That home has been sold for $225,000 now.
Boy, isn't she a ball of sunshine, Roseanne? Have you seen,
I haven't seen her in a while.
No. Oh, boy. No. She's back to the stage doing comedy now. She's about as grisly as they come, man.
As long as she's doing comedy and not singing the national anthem ever again, that's okay with us.